Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Our friend Sal Capaccio, who is just back in Western New York after traveling home from, well, MetLife and from the New York City area. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Sal, I'm not even sure where to start exactly, but overall, what's your reaction to the incredibly dramatic night between the Jets and the Bills?
Always good to join you, Amy. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
I mean, the Bills just gave this one away, right? I mean, they gave this one away, specifically Josh Allen with his turnovers, throwing the ball three times, three interceptions. They gave away drive after drive. They didn't convert points when they had opportunities, and then they gave the Jets extra possessions, and you can't do that, especially with a really good defense that can keep your team in the game and all it takes to play here or play there. They made them and give them credit. I mean, Garrett Wilson made a fantastic catch, obviously, for a touchdown. The Bills had a couple long runs go against them, one over an 80-yard run by Breece Hall that set them up for field goal earlier in the game. But, you know, more than anything, I think, you know, the Bills just basically gave this one away.
Why is that, Sal? What happened to the offense?
Well, you know, I think, you know, first of all, you're playing a really great defense, obviously, right? And I thought at times the offense actually did some really nice things. They were trying, when they stayed on schedule on first down especially, it seemed like things were going well, but they didn't do that enough. They didn't get, and Sean McDermott mentioned this in the postgame press conference, they didn't stay on schedule on first down enough. When you get behind the chains on second down against that team on third down, it makes it really difficult. And they did that a few times, but, you know, even when they were moving, I mean, Amy, they scored on drives of 11 and 9 plays. Those are nice drives.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave the ball away, and really ask why. It's because Josh Allen made poor decisions. That's what it came down to. And, you know, we've said this since Josh has been a rookie. Josh Allen can be his own worst enemy. We're going to live here, and I've been saying this for years, and it's true tonight, and it's going to be true a year from now at some point and 5 years from now at some point, which is that if you're going to take all of the great things that go along with Josh Allen, you're going to have to live with some of those plays. Unfortunately, tonight there were too many of them. And honestly, like I think most Bills fans are fine with living with some of those plays. But you can't live with three of them in one night. You can't live with four turnovers in one night against the New York Jets at home on Monday Night Football Week 1.
Knowing what you know of Josh from your time covering the Bills, how will he respond?
Josh will not let it deter him from trying to make plays, but he'll this week talk a lot about and work on being smarter and not making those decisions. You know, for example, the second interception, you know, the first one was third down. He launched it. It's just as good as a punt. I'm not saying that's an excuse for it, but, you know, that happens, and,
right,
you know, he tried to make a play on third down. Second one was second down, and he probably could have ran for a first down pretty easily. And, you know, he wanted to make a play. And I think that what Robert Saleh and his defense did, and give them credit, and this happened last year too, they really forced Josh to take everything underneath. And at some point, Josh is going to say, I want to make a play. And he tries to make a play, and that's what he did in this one. You know, and Josh actually, he has 70% completion percentage tonight. It's wild. He was 29 of 41, and out of the 12 incompletions, three went to the other team. So, I mean, he was actually very efficient tonight. But when he tried to bite off more than he could chew, you know, he threw the ball into harm's way because he was trying too hard to make a play.
He also got sacked five times, and then there were another nine quarterback hits logged. What did you see with the offensive line and the protection around him?
Yeah, too much of that. Too many times Josh was having to bail or having to get rid of the ball early. And the game plan was to get rid of the ball early to keep them off balance because they do have a a nice pass rush. And they do, they can play really nice zone defense, and then they can bring pressure from different spots. And that's what happened. But I thought Spencer Brown was pretty inconsistent on the right side. I thought John Franklin Myers did a good job with him, and Bryce Huff as well. And, you know, they got into Josh a few times. So, yeah, there was too much pressure there, no doubt. But, look, I think that, you know, that goes with playing a really good team, and that's going to happen. And you players always say, you know, this players say the other team gets paid too, right? Those are good players on the other side of the field. And I thought the Bills did some nice things at times, but that was too much pressure. And then Josh, you know, scrambled a couple of times. He made a couple of poor throws. And then the third interception was one. He had one-on-one. He thought he had one-on-one, Gabe Davis. I think he did. And, you know, third and two, and he tried to throw maybe a, 12, 13-yard play. Maybe it was a little less than that. But, you know, that's a situation where, you know, maybe you just need the 2 yards to fight for another day. But he saw one-on-one coverage, and he tried to take advantage of it.
Sal Capaccio is just back in Western New York. And if I remember correctly, you have a radio show coming up in just over 7 hours?
I, you know, believe it or not, once the season hits, I'm off on Tuesday my show because it's the team's day off. But I do, I do have a radio hit coming up at probably 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on WGR. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, we appreciate it. We won't keep you too much longer. He's with us after he covered, well, not covered, but after he was on the sidelines for Bills Radio Network at MetLife Stadium a few hours ago. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Well, because you were there on the field and you can hear and see everything that's going on, what happened inside the stadium? What happened on the sidelines when Aaron Rodgers left the game?
Well, first let me say, it's just awful for the game of football. I don't care what team you root for. You know, losing Aaron Rodgers this quickly into a season, anytime really just stinks, you know. And for to be there for all the hype of this game, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, it was just so incredible. The environment, the emotion, 9/11 in New York City, the national anthem, it was so amazing. And you know, the game started off, you know, pretty interesting with the Bills. The Bills did a great job on Aaron Rodgers' first three dropbacks. He was just running. He couldn't do anything. And then, obviously, the sack happened. And when it happened, I'll tell you that the crowd just kind of didn't know. We all didn't know. Like, because he got up, he tried to walk.
He did.
Looked like maybe twisted his ankle or something. And nobody could really tell what happened. I think it was more of a, okay, he's going to go get it checked, and he'll probably be back, right? I mean, that's what usually happens. And then as it went on, we saw him getting loaded into the cart, and then we got word that it was an ankle. He was questionable. And then I started reading on Twitter about, you know, the people and the Twitter doctors, if you will, saying that it possibly could be an Achilles. And that's when, you know, you could feel. And I tell you, it got the second drive for the Bills was not nearly as loud. And that was a lot to do with because people probably were just so deflated over what happened to Aaron Rodgers in the stadium.
Yeah, I agree with you. Whether you love him or hate him, and he can be a lightning rod, he is really good for football. And now just shy of 40 years old, you have to wonder. I mean, he did indicate that he wanted to play for a couple more years, but wonder how this might change the end of his career. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So, Sal, you've seen a lot on the football field. This is how you immerse yourself this time of the year. But a walk-off punt return for a touchdown? Right. Oh, my goodness.
First time I've ever seen that one. You know, I was thinking back. I grew up, you know, watching the Buffalo Bills a long time. You go back to, believe it or not, 2002, I think it was, in Buffalo, opening game, Bills-Jets, and Leon Washington, I think it was, returned an opening kickoff in overtime for a touchdown to beat the Bills back then. So that happened. I wasn't on the field for that. But, you know, I have seen a lot. And, you know, I was on the field for 13 seconds against Kansas City in that game going back and forth and haymakers, right? And I've seen a lot of things, but to end a football game this way, to see this is a pretty heartbreaking loss and obviously a pretty incredible dramatic win for the other side. And, you know, the crowd was pretty wild at the end of that game. So look, you know, big picture though, for the Bills, I'll tell you, you know, you got to run here in a minute. People are going to be upset. They're gonna be upset, Josh Allen, but it's still a good football team, a very good football team. And it's a 17 game season. And let's not forget, 2 years ago, that year they did have the 13-second game against Kansas City, and they were setting offensive records and playing the way they did. They lost their opening game at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers that year. They didn't play very well, and they had a blocked punt, by the way, for a touchdown to beat them in that game. You know, it's a long season. It's week one, and the Bills got to correct some things, and I'm sure they'll be doing that starting tomorrow.
Just about 60 seconds to go, Sal, but how do you feel about the AFC East now, considering that we think Rodgers may be done for the year?
Yeah, I never thought the Patriots would be a threat to anyone. They look good, but I still think they're not good enough with playmakers on offense. I just don't think that the Jets can do this. I just don't. Their defense is going to have to win a lot of games for them, and they can win some games, but I just don't see them being able to keep pace here. Miami Dolphins are really good. They're really good. They have a really, really dynamic offense. I do wonder, though, after seeing what the Chargers offense did to them, you know, and I know it's Vic Fangio, but losing Jalen Ramsey really hurts. So, you know, we'll see where that goes with their defense. But, man, this it's going to be a really interesting battle between the Bills and Dolphins, I think, mostly.
Agreed. The AFC just took a decided twist. It called a switchback earlier. It's out of a mountain, just something you don't see coming. Okay. We'll wait to find out on Tuesday. All right, so we're going to let him go. You can find him on Twitter at Sal Sports, S-A-L Sports, the Bills beaten sideline reporter. He's supposed to have Tuesday off from his show, but he's got a radio interview coming up on our affiliate in Buffalo. That's WGR 550, and also has the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. One of our favorites. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes, Sal.
All right, anytime. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.